Hey everyone, my name is Ryan Tooka and this is a solo podcast. This will be informational and today we're going to be talking about October Sky by Homer Hickam. The first thing I'll be discussing is the characters, the next thing is the major events and what has happened so far, and the last and final thing is my likes and dislikes. So yeah, let's get this started. The first character I'll be talking about is Sony. So Sony is going to be the main character in the story. He's a bright, brilliant kid and he is the son of Homer Hickam. He was given the name Homer Hardly Hickam Jr. when he was born, but his mother started calling him Sonny because of his personality. So next is Homer Hickam and Elise Hickam, and they are the parents of Homer. And they kind of like the idea of him doing rockets, but his father not really. And next is Miss Riley. That's Sony's science, or I think it's, I don't know if it's Sony or Sonny. But it's, I'm going to just say Sony. Sony's science teacher. And I think that Sony is going to do rockets for the science fair because Miss Riley assigned a science fair project for them. The next person is Roy Lee. Roy Lee has been like a really good friend of Sony for a really long time. But his father was killed in the mine. And yeah. The next person is Sherman. He's also a friend of Sony. He can run really fast when he was a child. They all have really good child memories. The next is Odell, another friend. He always has good ideas, according to the book. Next is Quentin. He's apparently a really good kid. He's a brainiac. He was picked on a lot. And yeah, so far that's just all the characters I'm going to go over now. Next, let's go over the main events. So the first chapter was really just explaining like the background. It was just about his father and like how they lived. They live in a town called Colwood, and it was at war with itself in the beginning. So basically every building and a major person in Colwood was showing. It was like an average mining town. It was a typical small town. And by the end of this chapter, it began to focus on the Hickam family as well as began to show some of the cracks. So the second chapter was called Sputnik. And in this chapter, Sonny was listening to the radio and how Sputnik, and it flew over Colwood, and that's really what sparked his, like, thing for rockets. Like, he, like, really liked it, and he was like, oh, this is pretty cool. I should start getting into this kind of thing. So this, if it wasn't for Sputnik, this wouldn't really be a thing. And the third chapter is about Mom. It's not about Mom. It's called Mom. And this is a really funny chapter, actually. So this is when Sonny started to begin building rockets, and he destroyed his mother's fence. And he was scared, and he scared most of the town with the explosion. And instead of a punishment, his mother actually, like, saw, like, hey, this could actually get him out of this terrible place and, like, make him, like, better than he could. The fourth chapter's called The Football Fathers, and this is about an undefeated season and the high school football team of Big Creek is forced out of the state championship. So this is kind of a big thing because they're such a small town. So sports in like Colwood in that area, that's like a big thing. And chapter 5 is about Quentin, his best friend. He's odd. He's smart. Like he's unpopular. He's kind of picked on because he is intelligent. But they're good friends. They explain how they're good friends. And yeah, that's most of it. So now we're going to talk about what I like and not really like about this story. So I really like how they introduce the town at the beginning of the story. I think that's really cool to get the background information and like so we can understand the town more and how it functions. I also like how this is a true story. That's just my bias. Like I personally like reading things that are true, because I think that's really cool. Like, wow, this actually happened, and it could be really inspiring. I also like how the book is formatted. Like, it explains things, and it has a really good rising climax. There's not like a big like. It doesn't just like go straight into it, and I think that's really cool. I don't really like how it has a slow pace to it, but it's not that bad because if you keep reading, it's more about rockets and that's pretty cool, science stuff. I like how it, like, I don't know. It's just so, like, fun to read. It's not boring. There's no real, like, boring parts to it. It's not there's nothing like really where you get like, oh, I'm really tired of reading this book, you know, like I kind of want to go. But no, like it keeps you in there. It's really, it attaches the reader to the book. And yeah, that's pretty good explanation of it. So yeah, that was the podcast, and goodbye, everybody. I hope you have a good day. And that's the podcast. Bye.